I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Namaskar. This is Akhilesh Bhargav again. Welcome to Tidbits on Business and Finance with me. The rotten and bankrupt Dena Bank is being merged with two healthy banks, Vijaya Bank and Bank of Baroda. So huge are the accumulated aggregate losses of Dena Bank that it needed two healthy banks to be able to absorb such huge financial losses. The carcass of its bad debts is so heavy that it needed two healthy banks to be able to carry it. But these are privileges of being a government-owned bank. The fact that Dena Bank is being allowed to be merged and revived and continued at a time when there are blatant instances of mismanagement and malfeasance and malpractices in the bank, it only indicates that these are privileges of non-accountability and non-answerability that only a government organization enjoys. If Dena Bank itself was a private sector organization, it would have been completely different if there was this kind of a monumental mismanagement in the organization. Such an organization, if it had gone bankrupt, would have been allowed to have been closed down. It would have gone to courts for liquidation. There would have been a run of the depositors on the bank because depositors would have found to have lost tens of hundreds of thousands of crores on account of management frauds and malfeasance. Once such a bankrupt organization went into liquidation in courts, a mandatory forensic audit would have been conducted. And in the forensic audit would have come out all the misgivings, misdoings and misconduct of the top management of Dena Bank, which led to its downfall. What would have been found would have been fraudulent loans, negligent loans. After these loans turn bad, a reluctance to even recover, going slow on recovery, not recognizing frauds to be able to protect their own colleagues from the investigative agencies, and superindulgence in favor of willful defaulters. The entire functioning of the bank would have been found to be one of mismanagement, misconduct, and fraudulent conduct of business, and action would have been taken. And what would be the action? Upon such a forensic audit, criminal investigative agencies like SFIO, CBI, ED would have been appointed, and they would have documented and found out these kind of malpractices of the top management of Dena Bank and the entire chain of officers below them. And I'm sure they would have been punished. Not only would the management have been punished, but even the borrowers who were the ultimate beneficiaries of these kind of frauds and mismanagement of the top management of Dena Bank, they would have all been punished. The rule of the law would have been upheld. But then, Dena Bank is a government organization and it enjoys the privileges of no accountability, no answerability, even if there are instances of huge misconduct and malpractices, which are very evident and which are the reasons why the bank today is in such a horrible shape. The fact remains, in such kind of an organization is that being a government organization, the top management of Dena Bank, while giving these kind of fraudulent, negligent loans, took instructions from their political bosses. They did what they were told to do. They let the public money be frittered away. They let public capital be lost. But they did this with the confidence that even if the depositor money is thrown away, looted and plundered in this kind of a manner, the government finally will replenish it. They did it with the confidence that the bank will not be allowed to fail because it's a government-owned bank. And the government finally will put in all the money that has been looted in this manner and there will be no run on the bank. In other words, they will not personally face a crisis and they will be finally allowed to go scot-free, just as the fraudulent borrowers have gone scot-free and so have been the political masters from whom they took these kind of orders. So these kind of organizations are run with this comfort, with this confidence, with this kind of an attitude that, well, let the loot continue, the loot will get replenished. And what they also knew was they were doing all this under the protection of the system. They were only following orders of the system. They were part of this entire fraudulent criminal system. And they were confident that the system will finally look after them. And which is what has happened in this merger of Dena Bank with Bank of Baroda and Vijaya Bank. The system has looked after these fraudulent managers. They have been not pulled out from retirement. A merger is happening. No investigation, no prosecution, no arrest, no punishment of the wrongdoers. A simple merger of the bank with two other banks and a murky criminal chapter would be put to rest and buried. It is a case of lena dena maaf, all things forgiven, because the entire system colluded and looked after itself. To us, this is the meaning of the Dena Bank merger with the two other banks. This is Akhilesh Bhargav signing off. Till we meet again. Namaskar.